In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the sixth Sunday of the Great Fast, and it is known as the Sunday of the man born blind. And they call it, in the church in Egypt, this is the Sunday for the baptism. And linking a relationship between baptism and enlightenment for this man, after he went and washed his face, he again regained his sight. In the discussion between this man and the Pharisees, and at the end of the story, we see that this man testified three times about the Lord. In the first time, he said something about the Lord, that he is a man called Jesus. And after a while, he said about him that, I think he is a prophet. At the end of the story, he believed that he is the Son of God and he worshiped him. From his testimony, or from his like sayings about the Lord, we can identify three levels in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. The first level, where people, they are Christians, maybe they come sometimes to the church, but they still, in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, they still believe the same, a man called Jesus. What this level actually is all about. This level is about people that they know about the Lord, his story. They know about this man. He came, his name was Jesus, and that's all. He is just a man. That's why those people are so much troubled when they hear something in the news about maybe he didn't come at all, maybe the story is not as we heard. They only know about him a story they can tell, maybe a bedtime story to their children, but with no relationship whatsoever. Those people also, they have no life of worship. They do not know how to worship God. Actually, let's phrase it again, they do not care to worship God. Because for them, what difference does it make? The third criteria for those people, they do not feel a need of Him. They do not feel like, okay, what exactly this man, Jesus, is going to do to my life. We don't believe that I need him. Even when you ask those people to come to the church, they try to find excuses. Why? Because the church and the life of worship and the relationship with God is not a need. It is something as if I am doing favor to Abuna. I am doing favor to my parents. I am maybe doing favor to God. I came at the end of the liturgy, and Abuna was sprinkling the water, and I got the blessing. They do not feel like we need to worship. We need God. He is just a man named Jesus. Those people also, they have no belief that he can make a difference with their life. When you tell them, if you really believe, if you live a life of a believer, this will make a difference in their life, they will doubt what you say. What do you mean by this? How he is going to handle my problems. I have my own issues and stuff. How this man called Jesus is going to make a difference in the troubles that I am in. And sometimes even they separate between the story about Jesus, something they hear at the church, and their lifestyle. They believe that this man cannot be integrated in their life. He cannot make a difference. They have no feeling of his presence whatsoever. They cannot see his hands working in their life at all. God every day maybe is doing them something new and they cannot recognize what he was doing. No experience of joy or peace whatsoever. They may have some fun. They maybe go to like enjoy some of the pleasures of life. They try to make themselves busy in doing something that maybe will bring happiness to them. But no internal peace, no joy, because they do not know him. They know about him, his name, a man called Jesus. Those people also are unable to recognize the time when he visits. We all receive his visitations. Sometimes we see him clearly. We can say without doubt, this is the Lord that is speaking to me. What has been done in my life, I can refer it very easily to this kindness of the Lord Jesus Christ who visited me. those people, unfortunately, they cannot, they are unable to see the time when he comes and visits. How many times he tried to draw closer to them. How many times he tried to make his voice heard by them, but they cannot recognize this. They do not feel like he was there. He was talking, he was visiting, but they never listened, they never paid attention. Of course, with this lifestyle, there is no preparation for his coming whatsoever. Who cares if he comes, he doesn't come, let me take care of my day-to-day issues. He is just a man called Jesus. At the end, those people, they have no love for him or his kingdom. They already choose to separate themselves from him. It's a very normal consequence that when a time comes for those people to depart from the world, they will find themselves in a place where he is not there. It's a very normal consequence. It's not a punishment. They choose to live their life away from him. Why? They might predict the difference when they move to the eternal life. The second witness, the second saying by this man born and blind about the Lord is what we identify today as level two in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, which is, he said about him, he is a prophet. After a while, he said about the Lord that, I think this man is a prophet. Some of the Christians still live in this level. What does this level mean? Those people, they have incomplete or distorted knowledge about him. They know about him that he is the miracle doer. He is the one who can do miracles. And this is exactly what they expected from him all the times. So that's why those people, they base their relationship on what he can provide for them. God can do me this. Then my relationship is so much related to how much he can provide. If he does not provide, then that's the end of the story. If I ask him to do something for me, and he is not going to answer my prayers immediately the way I was asking, this is the end of the relationship. And they start questioning, how you say about him that he is doing miracles, he is the one who is in control of everything, and he did not answer my prayer. Those people also, they easily stumble at the time of tribulation. Very easily, when they fall into tribulations, that they blaspheme against the name of God. I remember a story about a man who is so much like, they love so much to read the stories about the miracles of Baba Kirillus VI. He had his pictures in his house. All the books in his library is the books about the miracles done by him. So when this man got sick, he asked so much through the intercession and prayers of Baba Kirillus for God to heal him. And the healing didn't come. And he waited, of course, not very long time. And then he decided that all what I was reading is a lie. Then he tore all of these pictures, he put it down, and he tore all of the books. And this was the end of his relationship with God and, of course, with Baba Kirillus at the same time. What happened to you? At one time you sounded so much in favor of this man and you believe in him. But actually, the time I am asking him for something, he didn't give it to me. This will put an end to the relationship. All of the relationship with God is based on what God can do for them. They have no will to carry the cross. I know God as a provider, but to carry a cross after him, no, this is not. I'm not ready for that. I cannot hear this. I might find for myself a shortcut to him, but carrying a cross, denying myself, and I'm enduring suffering for his name, no, this is too much for me. I cannot bear this. They might come to the church to worship, but it's a worship with no spirit whatsoever. They only come, sometimes people come to say like, so God is not going to be angry with me. I come to the church to worship while I do not feel anything. I don't love what I'm doing. I don't feel the words. Sometimes people enter the church and they spend the 3 hours without saying, Lord have mercy. Just watching, looking here and there, meditating on the deacons, what they are doing. And at the end of the day, as I stepped in, I stepped out. No change in my life whatsoever. I come, I pray sincerely when I'm in trouble. When I have a problem, at that time I feel like I am passionate in my prayers. This is not wrong, my brethren, but we should not only have the relationship with God related on the time where I have a problem, and that's it. Then there is no change of life of those people. The same sins they are like under, they keep on living with it because they cannot look inside and see what exactly I need to do in order to purify my heart. Of course, those people also, they do not experience the joy and peace which God grants to His people. Yes, they come here and there, they look like worshipers, true worshipers, believers, but meanwhile, no experience of peace or joy. Level three is when this man knew whom was talking with him. The Lord asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" And he said, "Who is he, Lord?" He said to him, "The one who is talking to you." And immediately this man bowed and worshipped him, and he believed in him. Those group of people who know him through personal experience, they cannot be shaken in their faith whenever they hear that somebody filed like a case against the Roman Catholic Church to say that Jesus never existed. They will never be doubted. They will never fear like we have to even pay attention to all of this. I tested him. I know him very well. I almost touched him. How can anybody would tell me that he never existed and he was not there? Those people, their belief is manifested in their deeds. What they believe is lived to the best of their ability. Even if they come short, they know that they need to do something, maybe more. They need to draw closer to him, but they believe that they cannot be called the believers unless their belief is lived. They welcome the sacrifice for the sake of his name. I know him and I love him so much, and I understand very well what he has done for me. So whenever it's time for me to witness to him, even if this is going to cost me, I will be so willing to do so. Those people also, they worship in the spirit with joy. As the Lord said to the Samaritan woman, God is waiting for those people who worship him in spirit and truth. They worship in spirit with love, with understanding. They feel the need. They are so much eager to come to the church on Sunday. It is not optional for them how it would be the great feast where the people are going to participate of the body and the blood of the Lord, and I cannot participate in this, and I'm coming short of coming to the church on Sunday. This should not happen. It cannot happen because we really love him. The people worship in spirit with joy. They are enjoying the abundant life granted to us in his name. This doesn't mean that those people are spared the tribulations. They do not suffer any afflictions, but meanwhile, within the tribulation, they still feel his presence. Like the three young men in the fiery furnace, where they are already in the pit, and they feel that he is with them. That's why they were never troubled. They recognize his work in life and understand its wisdom. Even when it is beyond their understanding, they can easily say that he is wise and he is compassionate and he loves me. Even if I do not understand now, I will understand later. Like Joseph, the son of Jacob, he understood God's wisdom in his life. Even at the time when he was so much troubled with the situation that he is under, he never doubted his love to him, and he kept his faith in him until the moment God revealed to him his wisdom. They love God and men, and this is very clearly presented in their life. Those people who claim that they love God and meanwhile they cannot love their brethren, they are lying and deceiving themselves. Of course, we understand that we sometimes have some frictions here and there, some misunderstanding. Sometimes we feel like it didn't go well with some people, but meanwhile, it is not even for a second that we doubt our love to them. We are willing even to sacrifice for those people that give us hard time. Love of God and man is very clearly in their life. And a life of repentance is lived by those people. They know him as the Son of God who came to redeem mankind. That's why the only response from their side is they live a life of repentance, a life which is acceptable by him, so they will be always in communion with him. Now the question for all of us today, my brethren, is how I categorize myself to fall into which group? Am I still dealing with the Lord as a man called Jesus? Or only I know him as a prophet, a miracle doer? Whenever I have a need, I come. Whenever I don't have a need, that's it. Or I really live a life of belief that he is the Son of God and my life reflects my belief. This question is for all of us to meditate in it until we see where we are and what we should be doing in order to know him in truth and in spirit. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.